Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parshas Bamidbar, that is Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph. And now we're going to learn about how the Bnei Israel were actually encamped and how they traveled. By Dabar Shalom Moshe Vel Aaron Lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron saying, Ishal Digloy, each man according to his Degel. Now literally the word Degel means flag or banner. Over here the word Degel actually means division. So each man according to his division, Ba'oisos Lebeis Avoisom, according to the signs of their father's house, Yachub Bnei Israel, that's how the Bnei Israel should camp. Mineged, at a distance, Savav Le'omayed Yachanu, around the El-Mayed, that's how they should encamp. Now, what exactly is going on over here? Pasuk Beis and Rashi tells us, Ba'ais, according to the signs, called Degel Yiloy Ais, every single division should have its own sign, Mapa Tzavua, colored cloth, Tuluya by hanging in its midst, otherwise known as a flag. Tzivo Shalzeh, this one's color, Loike Tzivo Shalzeh, is not the same color as the other flag. Tzeva Kol Echad Kigayin Avne Hekvua B'Cheshen, the color of every flag is going to be like the color of his stone that was on the Cheshen. And because of this, Yaker Kol Echad is Digloy, every Shevet can recognize its Degel. Davarach, another way of understanding this is Ba'ais is Lepes Avaisam, according to the signs of their father's house, Ba'ais Shemasar Lahem Yaakov Avim. This has to do with the sign that their father Yaakov gave to them, Kshenosu Mitzrayim, when they carried him out of Mitzrayim. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Vayasu Ban Avloy Kain Kasher Tzivam, that his sons did for him as he commanded them, meaning Yaakov Avinu had commanded his sons to carry him in a certain manner. Yehuda Vyisachar Zvulun Yisum and Amizrach, Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun carried him on the eastern side of his Mita, Veruven Vashem Megad Min Adarman, Reuven, Shimon, and God carried him on the southern side. Like Majesh Tanchuma states in this week's parsha, Mineged, at a distance, Meirachik Mil, a distance of a mil from the Ayel Ma'id, like it says in Yeshua, Ach Racha Gia Beinechem Vein of Kalpayim Amah, but should be distant between you and Klal Yisrael about 2,000 Amos. Sheichu Lavi B'Shabbos, so they could come on Shabbos. Moshe Aaron Aban V'Alvim Chayin B'Samach Loi, Moshe Aaron and Levim, they encamped near the Ayel Ma'id, and everyone encamped at a little bit of a distance away from the Ayel Ma'id. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel. The ones who encamped to the front at the east, that's the division of the camp of Yehuda according to their armies. That was Nachshon of Aminadav, and its army and the counted ones, 74,600. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Gimel, Kedma, to the front. What does that mean? Lepanim Akruim Kedem, to the face, the side, which is called front. Ve'ezuzu, and which one is this? Ruch Mizrachas, that's the eastern side. Ve'hamar of Kari Acher, and the western side over here is called back. And back to Chumash Pasuk Hei Vachun Olav, and the ones encamped next to him, Mati Yisachar, that's the Shevet Yisachar, V'nasi V'nei Yisachar, and the Nasi Yisachar, Nisan Al Ben Suar, and Utsvayu Pekudav in the army, and its counted numbers was Arba V'chamishim Elef Arba Me'ois, 54,400, Mati Zvulun, the Shevet of Zvulun, V'nasi V'nei Zvulun, and Nasi Zvulun was Eliyav Ben Chelun, Utsvayu Pekudav, and its army and counted numbers was Sheva V'chamishim Elef Arba Me'ois, 57,400. Kol HaPekudav Machin Yehuda, all the counted ones for the camp of Yehuda. Remember, Yehuda is made up of three Shvatim, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. That's Mas Elef Ushmeinim Elef, Vesheshes Alafim, Varba Meos Litzivaisam, 186,400, according to their armies. Rishana Yiso, they were the first ones to travel. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. Rishana Yiso, they traveled first. Kishorayna Anim Yistalak, when they saw that the cloud had lifted, Taikim HaKoyhanim Chatzartzois, the Kohanim, they would blow on the horns. Benesea Machin Yehuda Techila, and the camp of Yehuda got up and traveled first. Ukshahalchen, when Klal Yisrael traveled in the Midbar, Halchem Kedar Chaniasim, they walked as they were encamped. Halavim Vagalas Beemta, Levim, and all the wagons carrying the Mishkan went in the middle. Degel Yehuda Mizrach, the flag or the division of Yehuda went in the Mizrach, that was the front. Vishal Reuven Bedarm, Reuven went on the south. Vishal Ephraim Bemayrav, and Vishal Dan Betzafin, they went on the north. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yod. Degel Machane Reuven, the division or the Degel of the camp of Reuven, Teimana, they traveled to the south. Let's see Vaisim according to their armies. Venas Levene Reuven, the Nasi of Shevet Reuven, Elitzur Ben Shadeir, Utsavai Ubekudav, and the army and the counted ones were Shishav Arbaim Elf Chamesh Meis, 46,500. Vachanim Alav, and the ones that were camped with them, Mate Shimon, that was the Shevet of Shimon. Venas Levene Shimon, the Shevet of Shimon was Shlumiel Ben Tzuri Shadai, Utsavai Bekudayim, Tishav Ar Chamishim Elf Ushleish Meis, that was 59,300. Umate God, Venas Levene God, Eliasaf Ben Ruel, Utsavai Bekudayim, and its army and the counted ones, Chamishav Arbaim Elf, Veshesh Meis Chamishim, 45,650. Kol HaPekudim Machin Ruvain, all the ones that were counted as part of the camp of Reuven, Mas Elef of Echad, V'chamishim Elef, V'arba Meis V'chamishim L'tzivay Sam, 151,450, according to their armies, Ushni Miso, and they traveled second. And V'nasa Oyal Ma'id, Machane Levim, B'saycha Machanais, and the Oyal Ma'id, the camp of the Levim, that's to travel in the middle of all these encampments, Kasher Yachnu Ken Yiso, the same way they encamped, that's the way they would journey, Ishal Yadi L'digileim, everyone in his place, according to their divisions, according to their flags. Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin, tells us, V'nosa oil ma'id la'achar shnei degalm halalu, after these two divisions, that's when the oil ma'id traveled. Kasher yachinu ken yiso, k'may shepi Rashi, like I explained, halichasin k'chachaniyasin, they're traveling is just like the way they encamped. Kol dega mahal chiruach ha'kvu aloi, every single division travels on the side that it's meant to be on. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches, dago machine Ephraim, the dago of the camp of Ephraim, letziv oisam, according to their armies, Yama, that's on the western side, v'nosel v'nei Ephraim, v'nosei of Ephraim, elishama ben Amihod, utzvai b'kudehem and its army, and the counted ones, arbaim elv chamesh meis, 40,500, v'ala v'next to him, mati Menasha, that's the shevet of Menasha, v'nosel v'nei Menasha, gamliel ben Patatur, utzvai b'kudehem, and its armies and its counted numbers, shnaim u'shleishim elv u'masayim, that's 32,200, umati ben Yamin, and the tribe of Binyamin, v'nosel v'nei Binyamin, avidan begin daini, utzvai b'kudehem, and its army and its counted numbers, chamisha u'shleishim elv arba meis, 35,400, kol hapagud v'machne Ephraim, all the counted numbers for Machne Ephraim, Ma'atz Elef, Ushmenes Alafim, Umei Letzivaisam, 108,100 according to their armies, Ushlishim Yiso, and they were third to travel. And Dagal Machne Dan, the Dagal of the camp of Dan, Tzafaina Letzivaisam, they traveled north according to their armies, Venasil Vene Dan, the Nasi of Dan, Achiezer Ben Amishadoi, Utzvay Upgudehem, Shnaim Shishim Elf Ushvam Meis, that's 62,700, Machin Olav Mata Asher, and ones encamped next to them, that was the Shevet of Asher, Venasil Vene Asher, who was Hagiel ben Achron, Utzvay Pugudehem, Echer Rabbim Elf Chamesh Meis, 41,500, and Umatin Naphtali, they were next to them, Venasilin Naphtali, Achirab and Enon, Utzvay Pugudehem, what was their count in army, Shlesha Chamishim Elf Arbameis, 53,400, Kalap Gudun Machinadon, the entire count of Machinadon, Mas Elf, Veshivim Chamishim Elf, Veshesh Meis, that was 157,600, Lachroina Yislu Diglein, they were the last to travel according to their division. Ela Pukudi ben Israel Vesa Vaisam, these are the countings of Bnei Israel according to their father's house. Kol pekudei hamachnes letzivaisam, all the count of the camps according to their armies. Shish meis elef u'shleishes alafim v'chamesh meis v'chamishim, 603,550. And as we've already said, v'halavim loy haspaktu b'soich Bnei Israel, the levim were not counted among Kol Yisrael kasher tzivashem es Moshe, just like Hashem had commanded Moshe. V'yasu Bnei Israel k'chol asher tzivashem es Moshe, and Bnei Israel did everything Hashem had commanded Moshe. Kein chonu l'digleim v'chein noso, so they encamped according to their divisions, and so they traveled. Each man according to the families by his father's house. We're going to stop here for the day and continue with more of the count of Bnei Israel and the way they travel tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.